Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing great. And you guys?
You're good.
Not too bad. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Mo Epley with Tangible Labs. I'm a long-time guest, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
A long-timer.
At the Orlando Regional, Chuck said that he should get a frequent guest card.
He might be the leading guest, I would say. Yeah.
Terry Willingham.
Oh, yeah. True. Sorry. Hands down.
By far, Terry Willingham, between first events and all of these things,
right. Yep.
She's had way more opportunities than anybody else. Anyway, so you have got all kinds of interesting new stuff.
Yeah, I brought lots of show and tell today.
Yay.
I've heard this got a plug
you
earlier.
You always bring...
Yeah,
show and tell stuff, yep. Which is my favorite.
Well, I guess we named our business the right name, Tangible Labs.
Yes,
we
indeed.
Have tangible things to show everybody.
Absolutely. I wish more people would bring things to show. So what fascinating things have you got in front of us?
Well, you know, as Tangible Labs, we are a 3D printing and prototyping company, but we do a lot of client work, and we can't really show off items that we create for them. It's their inventions, and they sign NDAs. So this is sort of our creative outlet, and mostly my husband, but I'm also a Harry Potter fan, so we've decided to 3D print our own creations inspired by Harry Potter. And it is a fun way to then bring the printer to a show and show people, you know, they see it in person if they've never seen a printer before. So
Sure. This
is a snitch for folks who don't know. It is 3D printed in two pieces, so it's like two cones, half cones, and then glued together.
Okay.
And then the wings are printed separately, and they're designed to come out, but they're super thin. It's hard to believe this is 3D printing. It's like semi-translucent.
Wow.
But it's a good way to show that you can print things in different pieces and in different parts. And then the body is spray painted. So it looks has a gold fleck to it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just gold spray paint. But the big thing that we started introducing this past year, as my wing flies off, are Harry Potter-inspired wands.
Okay.
So this is a 3D printed wand that looks like it's a piece of reed or something. So you can see the styling on the inside.
It
and
really
the different
does.
Colors. So Lance...
It's like it's not even like perfectly straight. Like there's bends.
Oh, yeah. There's like a reed, like a cigar, you know, the paper that you wrap cigars in. Or this one is a new style one that we have sort of I think a bone wood is what we call this one. But so when they're printed, it is a polyester.
BW.
Thank you. I remember it's one of our new products. So it's printed in a black polyester that's a flexible plastic.
Okay.
And it's printed in four different pieces. So it would be two pieces for the stem and then two pieces for the handle and then glued together and then use a Bondo to then have a better base for the acrylic paint to stick to. And then my husband does, this is his true art therapy, let me tell you.
Okay.
So he's a computer programmer and then, you know, designing complicated 3D designs and needs a break from the computer. So now he can actually have some hands-on, you know, to take a break and sometimes problem solving, you know, get the juices flowing kind of thing. So
the 4 a.m. miracle.
Yes.
Shower principle, that kind of thing.
Pretty much. Yeah. So he has a really fun time working on these and creating the designs and then also doing the different painting techniques. So he's been trying dry brushing and some other techniques to give it a real wood look with the wood grain and stuff.
Yeah.
So we have what we've now calling our own products, the Wizarding Wonders Collection.
Okay.
I have to be careful not to use too many certain terms that might get us in trouble.
Yes.
So,
I'm curious on this real quick.
Yep.
So you said it's done in four parts.
Yep.
Is it this or is it this?
It's actually, two pieces for the stem
and
it's printed flat.
Okay.
So that it has a better thing to adhere to. So it's two pieces flat. And then the handle, two pieces flat.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Then we glue.
Then the two, the two doubles come together in the middle.
Yeah, and so in this design, we actually have a little bit of a notch, so you can't see it underneath, but it's not just a straight cut when we glue it together. Our first iteration.
So this piece goes into a notch.
A little bit,
here,
yeah. There
somewhere.
Would be a little notch that would pop out. I should have brought one of the raw ones, but and I think on our website we haven't posted much yet, but we want to do some progress pictures to let people kind of see the process
awesome.
That we have. When we make them, but so our first iteration was actually my nieces and nephews for Christmas 2 years ago received Harry Potter wands, and they were our beta testers.
I feel like I saw a picture of those.
You probably did. Yeah, we're like, because we want to, cat's out of the bag, we want to talk about this. So the first ones we did was just a straight cut. Okay. And of course, they then had a weak spot that could break pretty easily.
Sure, sure.
So we're experimenting now with putting a little, like, you know when you have surveyors go out and have the little survey flags?
Uh-huh.
That little metal rod, basically, we're experimenting putting the metal rod in to give it still a little bit more strength.
Okay.
Because we have had a couple customers, and usually Lance, because when he'll take it out, like he'll have the wand in his pocket, in his cargo pocket, and he gets out of the car and he forgets that it's there until he's broken the wand a couple times. So, but we also want it to be a little more durable for our customers. But if they do break, they just mail it back to us and we fix it or we print a new one for them.
Okay.
So we're pretty flexible that way. But we have about, I think, eight or nine different designs,
nice.
Different styles. Wow. And there are the ones that it's the same Pottermore design. So if true Harry Potter fans,
uh-huh.
go to Pottermore, fill out the survey, and it tells you, it assigns your house and, you know, what animal you are and all that stuff. So it also will assign a wand to you. And we can print that exact wand.
Wow.
So, and how there's three different designs, and the handles are the same, and then what varies is the length and the color. And
okay.
So we have like a chart where we can match the different types of treat, like the wood.
Sure.
Based on the colors.
And you said that he's experimenting with different types of painting, which means they're likely hand painted.
They are all hand painted.
Which
yes.
would mean that they're all unique.
Yes, absolutely. So they are very definitely differences between them. And really when we have their little labeling system. So BW1, this is the only one that'll ever exist like this. And once we sell this, we'll retire that number and just create new ones.
Okay. Wow.
So on our website and on Etsy, we sell the individual wands. And then the Pottermore wands, we can do the custom ones.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yep.
So obviously we've got more stuff going on here.
Yes. Yep. So our initial business is actually a creative agency called Mighty Mo Creative. And we've had that for about 15 years and started Tangible about 5 years ago. So we have a graphic design background, and being a fan of the movies and the books, Lance was inspired and decided to create some unique IDs and licenses that you would only get probably from us. So if you have a wand already, you probably don't have a concealed wand permit. So we can
I laughed a second ago, I had just read the text at the top of the card for the first time.
So this is a Harry's concealed wand permit.
Okay.
And so we can personalize any of these. And it's on a thick, it looks like a credit card material.
Mm-hmm.
So it's full color. So we have the artwork created ahead of time. You can either buy it as your favorite character or we'll do personalized ones. And so on the ID, it just has his name and then what your wand type is. And then there's a spot for a signature. So if you do a customized one, just, you know, a Sharpie, a real thin Sharpie is easy way. And we'll add the photo. So we have
awesome.
Other licenses include the Quidditch license. So, of course, if you're going to play Quidditch, you want to make sure you're licensed to play. We have the apparition license. So if you're going to be disappearing, you need to, again, it's all managed by the Ministry of Magic.
Okay.
So, and we also have, let's see, what are the other ones? Student IDs. So you can do a Hogwarts student ID or a faculty ID.
Oh.
So perfect for cosplay, whatever you're into.
Absolutely it is.
And then we also have the Ministry of Magic ID, which is it's basically the wizard passport. So this is one for Tonks, which is actually our best seller, surprisingly enough, on Etsy. We've sold all over the world, like to Germany and France and England. But so, again, we would do them, offer them as the characters or personalize it. We have a form on the website. You fill in your personal information, send us a photo, and then we ask what color you want, and we'll send you a stamp pad. You can do your own fingerprints.
Okay.
And Lance did all the artwork for all of this. He has a print design background. So and then for Christmas last year, I got him one of the books that Warner Brothers sells. It's the props from the movies.
Uh-huh.
And has like the pages that fold out. And so he was really inspired by the detail and the artwork. And what really started it all with the Harry Potter is we went to the Universal a year and a half ago for my birthday and our anniversary. And Disney, you know, they know how to do it, but I'll tell you, Universal knocked it out of the park with all the details with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Between the two you know, the two parks, and so that really kicked it off for us.
Okay. I can see that.
Yep. So, also with the IDs, though, I'll say that this opened up some other doors for us, because we can do customized IDs for membership organizations, for like for Friends of Strays Animal Shelter is a local animal shelter. I'm on their board, and we started doing these tags for their volunteers, for like the longtime volunteers, and we can have them with clips for lanyards or clip on the side that come pre-cut. We can also do it for membership organizations that have an RFID. They can have a strip that you can program to get into, like St. Pete Makers. We're working with them to see about when they're going to change their door system to be able to have a door code to get in, or a scanner for the door.
Awesome.
A couple other membership organizations that want to kind of step it up instead of like a cheap little thin laminated piece of paper for a membership ID. So we have the flexibility to create the artwork for them. And that's something we'll offer our other clients as well. But it all started from Harry.
Well, that's probably not a whole lot of companies' business story.
No. No. So it's great to be able to...
But it's exactly what I would expect from you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and we still do the nerd tags, which we have done for years. But it's just fun to evolve and get our creative energy, with new movies coming out and new stuff like that. But we decided to change it up for this year. This is our second event. We've really had just the Harry Potter that's been at more of a maker or comic type fair or con. But we've done some night markets in St. Pete, and we do... Like Green Bench did an art and drafts festival recently. So since we do have a handmade artwork and this is original creations, so we get in there. But sometimes some groups don't let us in because we have the 3D printed stuff. So it's not really seen as handmade, even though it is.
Yeah. Because building those files is not necessarily a simple process.
But this is our creations versus downloading it from online. So.
I keep my nerd tag that you gave me years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's a collector's item, I'm sure.
It is. It sits on my desk.
Yep.
So we've also got
our business card, it says, I think, 3D printing, prototyping, and nerd swag. So again, being a creative agency, we do artwork for clients, but we decided to do some stuff ourselves.
Sure.
And mostly from going to all the cons. I'm a nerd, obviously. Mm-hmm. We're all nerds, but I kind of have different niches, and I found that those weren't being represented at some of the shows. So I'm showing you are the Harry Potter. So four Harry Potter designs. So again, Lance did all the artwork for this one, but Mischief managed.
With the
different paw prints, yep. And then we have other, three other Harry Potter ones, but then we have Nerd Pride, which is a hashtag with E's and threes.
I think Michelle is asking us
to show
that we hold it. There we go.
Yes, there we go. Showed up a little bit more. And then we have like a mashup of a space invader being shot by a Millennium Falcon. Pinot Noir is a little famous skit from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which is one of my favorite shows on Netflix, but not, again, you're not going to find a booth that sells many of that kind of stuff. We decided to come up with our own. And then I'm a big animal advocate and animal lover, so we came up with this one this year. That's my dog is in the center. It's Trust Your Dog. It's kind of light. I don't know if you can be able to see it on the camera, but it's basically really fine, cute artwork that I hired a local illustrator to design for me.
Okay.
So it's like a labby hound type dog. My dog is a type of shepherd, and then a golden retriever. And the text says Trust Your Dog. Aww. So they're helping the animal nerddom as well. So representing there. So and we just have other fun creative shirts and stuff. So we decided to offer those on our website and then here at the shows. And I will say we've sold the most shirts ever.
Really?
Today.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw quite a few. Not the Harry Potter, though. All the other nerdy ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Yep.
Yeah.
You never know what an audience is going to look like.
Right. It does vary. Yep. Yeah, so it's
even sometimes from the same event to the same event, you can't predict.
True. Very true. Yeah, but we're really glad to be back at this event, and they've added some really great new features and all the activities outside and stuff. So it's been a great day.
Combining the two events this year was
awesome. Yeah, definitely key for sure.
Yeah, I think next year we'll have to put a little bit more focus back into the comic
side.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think we lost a little bit of it this year, but I think the event has been great.
Oh yeah,
so much fun, and I haven't seen anybody who's like, not for me.
We've seen a lot of familiar faces, great to see old friends that haven't seen since the last event, and sure. friends that follow us on Facebook and stuff who haven't been able to come in person. So it's been great to catch up.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. That's
what this is about.
For those of us who attend a lot of these.
Yep.
That's one of the most fun aspects of it is getting to see people that you don't necessarily get to see very often.
Yep.
Sometimes just at these events.
And as a vendor, I'll say that some of my now like close friends or were neighbors at previous events that I now see at other, including my very first Gulf Coast event here.
Okay.
So I guess when it was Pinellas Comic and Maker. Yeah, and I see her now at other shows. We vend together, and it's. Just great to catch up and not just virtually, not just see people on Facebook and stuff. So,
you were over in that corner.
Yes, we were. Yeah. First time we've not been on that wall. In fact.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Because Lance is like, we're not going to have power. We're not on that back wall. And I'm like, no. Terry said we'll have power. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're actually the concealed wand permit because we can personalize them. So we brought the little inkjet printer that makes these. So that was actually.
That's why you brought that printer in.
Yes. So everyone's like.
I watched you bring a printer in.
Like why?
What could she possibly need a
3D printer
for?
Yeah, that's a paper printer, not a 3D printer. So between the nerdy shirts and then the personalized wand, or not just the concealed wand permit, also the Hogwarts student IDs have been the most popular. And it's I think usually if it's an impulse buy, but you have to order it online, then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But when we're like, oh, we're gonna have power, we can bring the printer, and then the kid turns to mom and say, Mom, can I have one? And she's like, and we're like, it only takes 10 minutes. They're like, okay. So we're definitely glad we brought the printer today.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more or to make purchases, how can they do that?
So they can go to tangiblelabs.com, and there's a shop button. So when you go to our main website, it's our 3D printing prototyping company.
Okay.
But we do have just the shop button for the store, or you can just search Tangible Labs on Etsy.
Okay.
We
okay.
have that. So for international orders, I don't know how many international fans you have, but followers.
We've got followers all over the world.
Yep.
So
the Ministry of Magic ID has in Germany and France and everyone. So that's through Etsy for international orders.
Okay.
And then domestic stuff on our website. Nice.
Very cool. Well,
and follow us on Facebook and Instagram because oftentimes we'll do specials and shows, show specials or close out pricing and stuff like that.
And sometimes you show things that you're working on.
Yes. Yeah. We try to do progress pictures.
I see.
Behind the scenes.
I see stuff like that. It's sometimes on the page and sometimes from you personally.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I try to mix it up because it's, you know, Facebook kind of is weird the way they do it. So if my Facebook page has,
sucks.
You know, 350 followers or whatever, but 8 people see my post. I'm like, what?
I know.
I repost it on my personal page. And I'll do like, because we have the, what do you call it? The map. I'm like drawing a blank on the map. The Harry Potter that we have on our table, if you saw it. So the map that is so famous, and then we use that as a backdrop, and I have like a...
Marauder's map?
Marauder's map, thank you, yes. Have the Marauder's map that I use as like, you know, for the ambiance of their photos. And then I decided, I'm like, you know what, let's do a pull it out and say, like, show what my photo shoot looks like. And, you know, so I started to do some behind the scenes shots.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
I'll do, and then because of the 3D printing, when we can, I can talk about other client projects we've worked on.
Sure.
So we've done, you know, a part for Harley Davidson. We've helped inventors that now have stuff being sold in Ace Hardware.
Wow.
And so some kind of cool stuff when we're
cool.
able to talk about it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come over and talk. We always love having you on
the
show.
Thanks for having us.
And
glad you're here
good
again.
Rest of the comp,
Obviously, you know I love your products.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
So, have a good rest of the day.
You too.
It's not
thanks, guys.
Not a long day at this point,
nope.
but hopefully it'll continue to be good for you.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Always something fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We never know what she's going to bring, but we always know we're going to like it.
Oh, yes.
That's